I was going with a bunch of people. We were setting up a kitchen. And we had this van carrying much too much weight, and it broke down in Lexington, Kentucky. The drive shaft was shot, you know, needed an engine replacement. And anyway, we just left most of the stuff in the van to get towed home, and we rented a car, a Grand Cherokee, to drive up to Vermont in. And it was kind of crowded, and we didn't have much of a kitchen that year. But it was interesting. When I got to Vermont, well, I had to return the rental car to Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So I sent all my stuff in with the people I came with. And I drove the car down to Pittsfield, since the car was in my name, because I was the only person old enough to rent a car who actually had a credit card in my name and stuff. And anyway, I took it to the address it said on the thing, but all I saw was a big empty office building, it being a Saturday, and I didn't know who I was leaving this car with. And finally, I started looking around the neighborhood. There's a car dealership down the road, and I go down there, and like, okay, the building's unlocked. I poke my head and say, hello, is anybody here? And a burglar alarm starts going off. I got out of there, went back to the car, sat there for a while, watched some cops pull up down the street. And finally, I decided, well, you know, they don't know I'm the one that set off the alarm. So I go back and ask one of the cops about this rental car I'm supposed to return, and what, and there's nobody working at this building, so he decides he's going to show me where the Enterprise car rental is in Pittsfield. I got the car from National. They seem to be umbrellaed under the same organization. And the cop wrote me a note. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, because when we got to Enterprise Car Rental, place was closed, nobody there, being a Saturday afternoon. And the cop wrote me a note saying that I got the car in on time, because it's a 24-hour car rental. And anyway, here I am hitchhiking back to the gathering. And it was hard hitching, because it was like hours, it was dark, and I still hadn't made it back to the gathering. And then another cop came up, a state policeman, who he ran my license, my driver's license, through his computer, but he never searched me or anything. He asked me if I had any weapons. And I said, well, a Swiss Army knife. And he says, you're not going to stab me with it, are you? I'm like, no. So he gave me a ride 20 miles in the direction I was going and let me out. So that was the day that two cops were nice to me. And I made it to the Vermont gathering, which was a nice gathering. And we found a ride home from there and everything. It was just the ordeal of getting up there is I think makes a great story. So I wanted to tell it.